You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman.
Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You can't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I also always thought it was weird that Charles thinks that there's just calls that are lined up all the time. Like, there's a process that goes into that where, one, Alex would need to unlock the phones because he locks the phones because he didn't want to hear from you. And then we have to give a topic out to the people and then the phone number, and then there's a delay. So there's, I always thought it was funny that he was like, let's go to calls. And like, we have to set calls up. They're just not just there.
I heard Ray Diaz answering the phone yesterday because it was a contest.
Yeah,
so, well, I was in the production. I was in that side.
That's a different phone line.
I know, but he's in there answering. He's, you're caller one. You didn't win. You're caller two. But then he goes, you're caller six. You won. And I'm like, man, that must be a really fun phone call.
You
got to
tell
make.
People that you didn't win. Yeah. I thought they just waited until the sixth person called. And then it's, hey, you won.
No, well, the first five people are getting bad news.
Sorry,
they're
buddy.
They're getting to talk to Ray. So, I mean, they're going to get the bad news delivered very nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ray
he's
does everything
very
by,
with it.
By the book, too. So
but that'd be fun to get to tell somebody they won tickets.
Ray's
to,
like, I regret to inform you.
Yeah.
You have not been selected.
The worst part of that, though, is telling someone that they won. And they're like, what did I win? Oh, I can't go that night. And it's like,
what were you calling for?
And why were you calling? Yeah. You took an opportunity away from someone who really, really wanted it.
Don't call in for passes to the unauthorized pool party at Chuck Swirsky's house if you're not available that night.
Yeah, Chuck caught a bad one on Twitter today. He got a bad one.
I was in the Twitter streets.
Yeah, I felt bad for my guy. He did such a great job of squiring me around Summer League last week. But he saw Noah Essengay got dunked on. A lot.
Yeah, that's one of the nastier dunks I've seen in a little while. Like, he got punched on. Like, the guy cocked it back on him.
Who's the guy that dunked on him?
I know the dude's last name is Furphy.
Good enough. Good enough for me.
My cracky!
Yes.
That was how a text thread was originated between the three of us and Marshall Harris.
Yes.
Was like, by it was a the photo of that.
Of Noah Essengay getting dunked on and his reaction to it, which looked like other things.
It also looked like maybe, you know, this dramatic painting from a French art museum or something, of just this, you know, this like dramatic just before you die face.
That pick, unfortunately, like, Noah Essengay could end up being one of the best players we've ever seen.
He had a good night last night. I think he scored 24.
And then but that picture is going to follow him around.
Yes, it is.
Forever.
And it's what I had told you guys.
Oh, pictures has 1,000 words. It's exactly what he spent yesterday talking about.
Like, he is not as physical as other players, and he gets pushed around fairly easily. And you saw it play out in the worst possible way. The way that I experienced it was him being knocked to the floor a lot. Like, every time I looked up, it was like, why is he on the floor?
Again? Not great.
And it's like, oh, he bodied up a 6'2 point guard who put him on the floor. And it's like, that's not good. So, you know, the Bulls know, by the way, like, they're not, they understand that they drafted a very young kid who's still growing into his body, but for a while, it's going to be a rough go for Noah Essanay.
Can I ask you about your Bulls summer league trip? I had a question I wanted to ask you that I think Russ will find interesting. Can you...
Was I out in these streets? No.
I'm going to... If you can't answer this question, then just shake me off like a pitcher who doesn't like the signal.
Okay.
Can you just describe the scene for us of breakfast that you were having and who was all in your peripheral during this breakfast? Or was that, would that be
I classified? I can't tell you who I had breakfast with.
Redacted.
Okay. But I can tell you what was going on in the room.
Describe the rest of this IHOP that you were at.
I was not at an IHOP. I promise you,
excuse
I was
me, Denny's.
Not. I was not at Denny's.
Can you tell us where you were? We'll like give away who you were talking to.
I don't want to tell you where I was because it'll give the whole game away.
It was Waffle House
because it's where everyone is staying. That's, you know, front office coachy type person in the NBA. But I was in a room and I looked around and I was like, oh, because I was not expecting this, like. The breakfast that I ended up having wasn't the breakfast that I was expecting to have. I was talking with a friend of mine that works for an organization, and then people started walking in, and I was like, oh, there's Mike Brown, the new coach of the Knicks, and he's sitting with Rick Brunson. And then I looked over to my left, and I was like, there's Worldwide Wes, because for a long time, people didn't know if he was a real person. So there was Worldwide Wes. The Kyle Korver came in, I saw him, and he sat down, and he was doing stuff. I can tell you this part. I literally ran into Billy Donovan. Like, Billy was, he's there to watch his guys, and he's also there to watch his son, who is coaching the Bulls Summer League team. But he was checking in, and I, like, turned a corner and, like, ran into Billy. I was like, oh, hey, Billy. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, that's the question I keep getting asked. But I'm here to learn more about basketball.
All those famous basketball people all in the same Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, right? They were all playing the little game.
The little peg game.
The peg game.
The golf tees.
Well, let's make sure that it's the game that they supply at Cracker Barrel. I don't know if we just want to generically call it the peg game because that means...
That's wild.
It's that triangle thing with the golf tees.
I thought about that. That's crazy.
See, this is why I'm not fun.
Russ saw a celebrity at a Cracker Barrel or something like a Cracker Barrel once.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Can I say it on?
I don't think we can say his
name. I can say his name. I saw R. Kelly at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you can say his name.
Not recently.
Yeah. No, you won't be seeing him there. That would only, it might be a while.
I won't tell you what else I saw, but he was the Kells was there. You had a question about reporting that we should probably get to.
I mean, we're pretty much out of time.
So ask though. I'm curious.
I wanted to know like how you guys are in different but similar places where Jason, you're on a beat that is very competitive and breaking news is a thing. Russ, you're now like a national newsbreaker type dude. And I was just curious on what that level of stress is like for both of you. Because I do remember being on the beat and it being super stressful when free agency would come up with the Bears. So, Russ, you're our national newsbreaker guy. What's this like?
It is stressful, but it's only stressful because I'm not thinking about Passan or Ken Rosenthal or Joel Sherman. Those dudes are great at what they do, and they're going to break a lot of stories. I think if you think about that, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So how I explain it to people, usually who are in baseball, because they'll understand it this way. You know how hitters say, I have to split the plate? Like, you can't cover everything? That's how I have to think about it. I have a lot of things that I'm really good at. I'm good at writing. I'm good at analyzing the game. I'm good at telling you what these moves mean. And I can break some news, but it's not my only way of being a reporter. There's so much that happens outside of in baseball that's not the trade deadline or free agency. And so be good at those things. That's how I've had to deal with it. It also helps me, unlike the other sports, where the first day I was a national reporter, Ken Rosenthal and Jeff Passan called me, right? There was a brotherhood in that, hey, man, congrats. This is awesome. You're going to kill it. And that helped me a lot because when I got the job, I didn't think I was ready. And I was scared out of my mind that I'm going to get my ass handed to me by these guys that have been amazing at the job for longer than I've been alive. And they were very reassuring to me. So that's the other part of it, because those guys are, I can call them friends now. And I don't just have to look at them as, oh, I'm competing against you and I can't talk to you and can't go out to dinner or whatever. Like, those are really good people. And so that's really helped. And then you realize, hey, the more I do this, I'm going to get better at it. That's how I've kind of like kept the stress off. But you're a human being. And you want to do well. And I take my job really seriously. And I want to do that well because there's a lot of people that rely on me for baseball information. This city helped me get my job because people in the city trusted me with Cubs information and a little bit like writing about the White Sox, too. And so I take my job as being a conduit for fans, not only here, but around baseball now really seriously.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.